Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Paraches Mishnah, Chapter 8, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins. Hamak Abba V'Ima, if a person hits his father or his mother, Vasa Ben Chabura, and he wounds them. Now the punishment for that usually is death. Now in this situation, even though, let's say, there was no Edom that gave Masra, no one warned him, or similarly, Achil B'Chaver B'Shabbos, somebody that wounds his friend on Shabbos, in this situation, even if he did it B'Shoyig, he did it accidentally, he didn't do it intentionally. Nevertheless, in both these cases, Pater Mikulon, you don't have to pay Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Beishis, the five normal things that a person has to pay. Neshu, Nida, Benafshe, because since the punishment for violating this, for making a Chabura, wounding his parents, or being Mechal Shabbos, violating Shabbos, is Misa, is death, therefore the Halacha is Kamle, Bidirabine, the person only gets the stricter of the two, and not the weaker of the two. And even if it's not done, if there is no death, because it's B'Shoyig or accidentally, you still don't pay the secondary payment. Somebody wounds his own Eved Kenani, his own Canaanite slave, but the Mekulin doesn't pay anything, because usually if a slave would be wounded, he would get everything for it. But here it's his slave, so he doesn't have to pay anything. Let's see Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Hatokea l'chaveri, somebody that is tokea for his friend. There's multiple pshatim on what this means. Some people say he hit him in the ear. Some people say it means that he actually screamed and made a very loud noise in his ear. Noisin l'isela, you have to pay a sela. A sela is half of a dinar of kesef, and that money is for his busha, for his embarrassment, his humiliation. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda says, name Rabbi Yosef, money, you have to pay 100 dinar, a lot more. Continues the Mishnah. Sitare, let's say someone slaps his friend across the face. Noisin le masayim zuz, he has to pay 200 zuz for embarrassment. La'achar yada, if he backhand slaps him. Noisin le arba me'a zuz, which is more embarrassing, he has to give him 400 zuz. Tzoram bazna, let's say he yanked his ear. Tolash Pesara, he pulled his hair. Rokak Vigi Baruch, he spitted him, and the spittle reached him. Heri Talisa Mimenu, he removed his upper garment. Pora Reisha Isha Beshuk, he revealed the hair of a woman's hair, which is covered. A married woman has to cover her hair, and this fellow revealed it. In all these cases, Noisin Arba Mea Zuz, you have to pay 400 Zuz for Boishas for embarrassment. Says the Mishnah, Zeakala Kolachida, you should know that there's really a rule of thumb, which is that everything goes according to the person's honor and prestige. Now, when it says you pay 400 zuz and the like, that's talking about an honorable person, a very respected person. But if, let's say, it's a more lowly person, then you have to evaluate, according to Beis Din, and figure out what you pay. Probably not 400 zuz, but a smaller amount. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, Afilu Aniim Shebi Yisrael. Even the poorest of the Jews, Rai Masam Kiluim Bnei Chayrim, we view them as if they are high, prestigious, pedigreed people, that just took a financial loss. Why? Shame b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, that the children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. In other words, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the first opinion, and he says that all the Jewish people are equal when it comes to Knesses, whether they're considered highly respectable people or not, because they're all children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Says the Mishnah, Maisa, there was a story, there was a fellow that pulled the covering, pulled the shekel off a woman in the public property in the marketplace. Baslof Ney Rabbi Akiva, the woman came to complain to Rabbi Akiva, and he obligated the fellow that pulled off her, uncovered her hair, pulled off her sheitel to pay 400 zuz. Amarle, the fellow said to him, Rabbi, tell Lizman, I'll give you some time and I'll pay you back soon. Doesn't Lizman say, okay, I'll give you some time. Shimra, the fellow waited until he saw the woman, Imedes al Pesach Hatzera, standing at the entrance to her courtyard. Veshever Sakabe Faneho, and he pretended to break a barrel, a jug of oil, right in front of her, Ubaiki Isar Shemen, and there was an Isar's worth of oil in it. What'd she do immediately? Gil says Raisha, she uncovered her hair. Vaisamitapachas, and she was taking hair and putting it into her hair. Taking oil and putting it into her hair. Oanachas Yada Raisha, and then she put her hand on her head to smear it in. Hamida Alea Adim. So the fellow went and he had Adim watch this whole story so that he can come back to Beis Din and tell them, look, this woman, you want to pay her for her not having her hair covered? She's a prutza. She's not a woman that's meticulous when it comes to the halachas of tznias and modesty. They came to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazani, Noisin Arba Meis, Zuz. To this woman who doesn't care about tznias, about modesty, I'm paying 400 zuz. Amalei Rabbi Kiva said, Lo yamar klum. This that you said means absolutely nothing. And I'll prove it to you. If someone wounds himself, the halachas, you're not allowed to wound yourself. Nevertheless, you don't get any einish, any punishment. But yet, at the same time, if somebody else wounds him, they have to pay for the five different things that we delineated. If someone that cuts down his own saplings, you're not allowed to. It's baltashas, it's destructive. But Pati, you're exempt because you could say, listen, I needed to do it. Achirim shekatzu es natir sof chayim. Yet still the halacha is that if somebody else cuts down his tree, he's going to be liable. Similarly, when it comes to boishas, to embarrassment. Even if it's somebody who embarrasses himself, or a woman who's not so meticulous when it comes to halachas of tznius, nevertheless, if you cause them embarrassment, the halachas you have to pay. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.